Today's daf is Yuma daf Pei Ches. We left off on the bottom of daf Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. It is the last daf of Maseches Yuma. So we're going to discuss today several stories about Mechila. We were talking about asking Mechila yesterday. And then we're going to get into the concept of the mitzvah of Vidui. Exactly when a person is supposed to say Vidui. Six versions of what Vidui is. Then we're going to talk about Tefillas Ne'ilah. We're going to have a machlokas, what the nature of Tefillas Ne'ilah is, if Ne'ilah is an extra Tefillah, or if it's a full Tefillah, it's a regular Tefillah, and not just an add-on. Then we're going to have Rav's sheet on the bottom page, Zayin and Beis, that Ne'ilah patters Mariv on Matzah Yom HaKippurim, that if a person davens Ne'ilah, there's no need to daven Mariv on Yom HaKippurim. We're going to have machlokas Tanoim and Peiches and Aleph, whether Tefillas Ne'ilah should be done Dafka B'layla, or it should be done B'yom, Nafkamina for a Tvilas Balkari, whether Balkari needs to be Tovel in advance of Ne'ilah. We're also going to get into the concept of Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, whether in fact there is a mitzvah to be Tovel, there's a requirement to be Tovel in the right time, at the earliest possible time, and there's going to be some Nafkaminas about that as well, about Yom HaKippurim and about someone who has a Shem Hashem on their skin and being Tovel would erase the Shem Hashem, would they still have a requirement to be Tovel? And then the Masechta is going to end with a discussion about someone who's roa keri b'yom ha-kippurim. Person becomes a balkeri yom ha-kippurim. Is that a good sign? Is that a bad sign? What does it mean exactly? Why would it be a good sign or a bad sign? So let's begin. We are holding now on daf pei zayin amar aleph, five lines before the end of the page, Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara tells us again, continuing in stories about Mechila, Rabbi Zeira ki avalei milsa ba'di inish. When Rabbi Zeira had a dispute with somebody, havachalef v'tani l'kamei umamtzilei, he would make sure to make himself available to that person. He would always make sure that he was visible to that person, so that they could make amends, so that the person could get mechila, could ask mechila. Rav havli milsa ba'de hutapcha. Another story, Rav once had a dispute with a butcher, lo asa l'kame, so he hadn't gone to the butcher in a while. But b'mayli yom kippuri, amri hu, but on erev yom kippur, Rav felt bad, and he said, ezel anolef yusele, I should go and be mefayisim, meaning even though probably the butcher is the one who wronged Rav, Rav probably realized that the butcher thinks I'm the one who wronged him, so it's always it's okay to swallow your pride and just make sure that everything is okay. So I'll be mefayisim, he'll be mochel me, and then I'll have a chance through that conversation to be mochel him as well. So pagabe Rav Huna, Rav ran into Rav Huna on his way to the butcher shop. Amrle lehecha kazel maris. Rav Huna said, where are you going? Where are you headed? Amrle lefuse leplanya. So Rav said, I'm going to make up with the butcher. Amar Ezel Abba Lemiktal Nafsha. Rav Huna said, Rav is going to kill somebody. This is not going to end well. Azel Vakami Lave. So Rav goes and he appears in front of the butcher. Havi Yasav Kapali Resha. And the butcher was breaking bones of the head of an animal. Dali Eine Vechazia. The butcher picks up his head and he sees Rav. Amar Le Abba Adzil Lesli Milsa Badach. So the butcher right away says, you're Abba, get out of here. Rav's name was Abba, get out of here. I have nothing to do with you. While he was chopping the bones, one bone comes popping out and hits him in his throat and kills him. So the butcher died because of presumably because he refused to be mefayis Rav or to accept pius from Rav, and in fact the Rav Huna was correct that the butcher was going to end up dying, that this wasn't going to end well for the butcher. The Marsha explains that over here the butcher was punished for two different things. Number one, he must have done something wrong to Rav and he should have been mefayis him and he didn't. And number two, he was mezalzel in Rav because he called him Abba, he called him by his name. But that's only based on the understanding of the Aruch that Rav's actual name was Abba. Rashi's Shita, however, in Maseches Chul and Daf Lamed Ches, Rashi's Shita is that Abba is a Lashon of Kavod. And Adrabba, it's not a zilzal at all. When he called him Abba, that's a Lashon of reverence, that's a Lashon of Kavod. So in fact, the Tos Yishonim over here asked the question, that Rav Huna says to Rav, Abba's going to kill somebody. Tema l'Rabbeinu l'Pirush Aruch shepirish ki Rav ha'yishmo Abba k'damrinan man reish sidru bavel Abba aricha u'bnei bavel karu Rav m'bnei kvodo. If you understand that Abba's his real name, and they just called him Rav because of Kavod, that Rav was the name that they gave him Mishum Kavod, Kamo Rabbi Yuda Anasi Shekaru Rebbe, that Rav was the equivalent of what Rebbe was amongst Tanaim, that his name was really Rabbi Yuda Anasi, but they called him Rebbe Biderech Kavod, so Abba was his real name, and they called him Rav Biderech Kavod, Umishum Hachia Yamakbid Rabbi Yochan Bechulnal Shekaru Abba Aricha Bishmo, and that's why Rabbi Yochan got upset that they were calling him by his name, they were calling him Abba. Ushmuel Chaveiro Haya Vayakareu Abba. Shmuel was his chaver, so Shmuel would call him by his name, he would call him Abba. Kamosha Matsidim Bekama Mekomos. Amar Abba Hachi, that we find all over Shas, where they report to Shmuel, you know what Rav said? And Shmuel said, really? Amar Abba Hachi? Abba said such a thing? Aval Rav Huna Dahacha Shaya Talmido Gomor. But Rav Huna was not a contemporary, he was not a colleague of his, he was a Talmud of his. Hayakareu Hecha Yakareu Bishmo. How could Rav Huna call him by his first name? It's a chutzpah. Va'amrinon mipnei ma nenash Gechazi mipnei shekares Rabba b'shmo. Gechazi was punished because he called his Rebbe by his first name. No one should ever call their Rebbe by the first name. So how was he allowed to call him Abba if Abba was the name again? This is machlokas rishonim, whether Abba was his name or Abba was only a derech kavod, whether it was a lashon kavod. So it says tos rishonim yishlomer deshema haya Abba derech kavod kamo avi avi rechav Yisrael. Maybe in Echinami, Abba was his name, but that's not the way Rav Huna meant it. Rav Huna wasn't calling him Abba as a name, he was calling him Abba as in Avi Avi Rech of Yisrael, as if, as in saying that he's his father, that he relates to him like one would relate to a father. This is a fascinating raya to the old child. The Techema discusses if a person's name is Abba, what do his kids call him? Are his kids allowed to call him Abba? Meaning they're not calling him Abba because it's his name, they're calling him Abba because he's their Abba, he's their father. So Tos Yishanim seems to be a pretty good raya that if you're using it b'derech kavod, even though it happens to be the name, that it's okay. That we find that's how Rav Huna called Rav. So that's it's a shayla halacha l'maisa sometimes. Okay, so says the Gemara further. Rav have a pasuk sidra kamei de Rebbe. Rav was arranging the parshios in front of Rebbe. Rashi says sidra parshas mikra shel neviim or shel ksuvim. He was going through some learning some nach by Rebbe. Ayil asa Rebbe Chia. So Rebbe, as he was saying over the shir, Rebbe Chia came in. Hadar l'resha. So he said, okay, let's go back to the beginning. Rebbe Chia came in late, so we'll start the shir all over again. Ayil bar kapara. Then bar kapara came in. Hadar l'resha. Okay, another guy came in late, so they went back to the beginning again. Asa Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe. Then Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe came in. Hadar l'resha. Again, they went back to the beginning. They started all over again. Asa Rebbe Chanin Rebbe Chama. Rebbe Chanin Rebbe Chama came. Amar kulei hayne hadar b'nezel. How many times am I going to have to go back to the beginning? You can't keep going back every time somebody comes late. So lo hadar, he said, that's it. Adkan. He did not go back to the beginning of the shir. Ikbid Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina got upset. So unclear what gives someone the right to get upset when you show up so late that all the latecomers already came by the time you come, but still he was upset that everybody else they went back to the beginning, and for him they didn't go back to the beginning. So Azal Rav Lagabe Tleis from Ali Yom Kippur of Loefayis. Rav went to him for 13 Yom Kippurs to ask Mechila, and he wouldn't accept. He was not Mefayis with it. So Vehechi Yavid Hachi. But how are you allowed to do that? Vamar Rabbi Yosef Bechlinu Kol Mvakish Matu Michaveru Al Yivakish Men Yosef Mishalosh Pamim. We just learned yesterday that when you get mechila from somebody, you're only supposed to ask three times. You're not supposed to ask more than three times. So how could he keep on? How could he keep on going and asking him over and over and over again? Says the Gemara, Rav Shaini. Rav is different. Says Rashi, Machmir Hayala Atzmo. Rav was extra machmir on himself that he kept on asking until he got the mechila, even though one is only required to ask three times. Once you ask three times, you have no more chiyuv to ask the person for mechila. Rav is extra machmir to ask the person more times than that. That is how Rashi understands the phrase Rav Shaini. The majority of Rishonim disagree with Rashi. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rush, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, they say no, Rav Shaini, the girsa, whether you change the girsa or not, but what it means is Rabbo Shaini. For one's own Rebbe, it's different. If it's one's own, when it's a Talmud asking Mechila for a Rebbe, so he has to be Mefayis Ad Sheyispayis. You have to keep on asking until he finally is until he finally is okay with it. So Asemis explains Rav Shaini based on Rashi, but not because Rav was machmer himself, but that the Ikar Adin is this, meaning why is it that you only ask three times, says Svasemis. The reason you only ask three times is because you assume if you've asked three times and he hasn't granted Mechila, he's not going to grant Mechila. It's a chazaka that he's not going to grant Mechila anymore. But Rav knew Rabbi Chanina, and he knew that Rabbi Chanina would grant Mechila. He knew that there was something wrong, that there was something up, that there was something he didn't say, something he didn't do, something that needed to be rectified. So he knew that it wasn't just Rabbi Chanina was stubborn. Rabbi Chanina was a tzaddik. Of course he was going to ultimately grant the Mechila. So that's why his chiyuv extends. Not that Machmir Ayel Atzmo. It was Rav doing different in this case, because he felt his chiyuv extended more than three times, since he knew full well that Rabbi Chanina ultimately would grant him the Mechila. Now the rush over here in Simon Chavdal, it proves from this Maisa that in every Erev Yom Kippur, it's an important part of the process of going through Yom HaKippurim, that a person should be Mefayis Kol Adam. He should always go to anybody that he has any sort of issue with and make sure to be Mefayis that person. Rush calls from Pirkei Rabbi Elazar the reason, because the Klal Yisrael has to be Nekiyim be Yom HaKippurim of any sort of Chait. We have to be cleansed of any sin, and we need Shalom Beineihem Kimalachei Hashareis. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that Klal Yisrael has to be B'Shalom with each other on Yom Kippur like the Malachei Hashareis. So he says that's why many people in Ashkenaz have a minhag that the entire day they stand straight up like the Malachei Hashareis, who don't sit. Malachei Hashareis stand straight with the Ragleim Regal Yishara. They don't have knees, it's hard to sit. So the Ragleim Regal Yishara, they just have straight legs, so that people have a minhag that they stand all day Yom Kippurim because we're supposed to be like Malachei Hashareis. So in many ways we do things that we're supposed to be like Malachei Hashareis, but most fundamental amongst them is to be B'Shalom with other people on Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Chanina Hechi Avrachi, so asked the Gemara, but how could Rabbi Chanina do this? Not be mochlem right away. Vamarava kalamavirel nidalsam avirin la'al kol pshav. Whatever happened to not being so stubborn that a person should be mavirel nidalsam, a person should be mevatar. And if a person, especially around the time of Yom Kippurim, if a person is mevatar, so then a kodesh baruch hu will be a mevatar with him, will get rid of his averos. Ela Rabbi Chanina chal mechazi le'el rav, dizakfu bedikla. Rabbi Chanina saw a dream of Rav hanging from a dekel tree. Ugemiri, and we have a tradition to call this a kfu bedikla reishahavi, that when you see such a dream, it's not a bad dream. A lot of times people assume that when something looks bad in their dream, that it's in fact a bad dream. No, there are certain meanings to different dreams. When someone is hanging from a dekel tree, that means that he's going to be a Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Chanina saw that about Rav in his dream. Now there's only one problem. Rabbi Chanina was the Rosh Yeshiva. So if Rav becomes the Rosh Yeshiva, that means something's going to happen to Rabbi Chanina. So Amar Shema Mina Ba'ilam Ev Roshusa V'lo Yifayis Ki Hechi Delezel V'ligmar Reis Bavel. He says, you know what? Maybe it's time for Rav to become a transfer student somewhere else. Let him go to a foreign country. Let him go to Bavel, and in Bavel let him become a Rosh Yeshiva. I don't need him to become a Rosh Yeshiva over here. So that's why he wouldn't be Mifayis. He was trying to pick a fight a little bit. So Rav will run away to a different yeshiva, and then he'll become a Rosh Yeshiva somewhere else, where Rabbi Chanina won't have to worry about him. Rabbi Chanina won't have to contend with him. He held his pikuach nefesh to save his own life. He could not accept the pius from Rav. Now we move on to discuss the mitzvah of vidui. So the mitzvah of vidui is that it's supposed to be done on Erev Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur starts. Avalamur Chacham, however, the Chacham said, even though that's the ideal time, Yisvada Kodem Shiochel V'Yishta, person should say Vidui before the Suda Mafsekes, before we eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippurim, Shema Titrav Daito B'Suda, lest the person be Torif Tas during a Suda, he's going to get messed up in a Suda, he's going to get drunk, and he's not going to be able to do a proper Vidui, he's not going to have the mind frame, he's not going to be in the proper frame of mind to do Vidui after a significant Suda. So we want him to do a vidui before the Suda as well. Now, even though a person followed the Takanas Chachamim and he did a vidui before eating and drinking, he should say another vidui after he eats and drinks, lest anything happens during the Suda and he doesn't make it. If he chokes on a bone or something during the Suda, then he ends up not saying the vidui. So, I'm sorry, no, unless he did an Avera, rather, during the Suda, and he has new things to say Vidui on, so even though he said Vidui before the Suda, he said Vidui again after the Suda. And even though a person already said Vidui before the Suda, and then again after the Suda, so he said Vidui Arvis, again, say Vidui again in the morning. Shachris, Yisvada B'Musuf. He said Vidui Shachris, say it again at Musuf. B'Musuf, Yisvada B'Mincha. Say it again at Mincha. B'Mincha, Yisvada B'Ni'ila. Again an Ila. V'Hechon Omro. And at which point in davening does a person say the Vidui? So Yachid Achar Tfilaso, Ushliach Tzibur Omro Be'emtza. The Yachid says it after his Tfila, the Shliach Tzibur says it Be'emtza. My Amar. Now what do we say? What is the Vidui that is said? So the Gemara is going to have six different versions of what to say to be Mekayim the Iker Vidui. Now we say a lot of things, but the question is, what is the Iker Vidui? If you had to cut it down to just the bare minimum of what Vidui is going to be, so what would one say? What line is the most important line? So Amar Rav. Rav says Ati Yodea Razei Olam. That's the key to all of Vidui. Ushmul Amar Mimemakei Alev, from the depths of the heart. Levi Amar Uvisraska Kasav Lemar. A tefillah that begins with Raska Kasav Lemar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ribon Ha'olamim. The tefillah that begins with Ribon Ha'olamim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ki Avonoseinu Rabbim Milimnos V'Chataseinu Atzmi Misaper. That we have too many averos to even count. Rav Hamnuna Amar. Rav Hamnuna has the longest Iker Vidui. Elokai Ad Shelo Natzarti Eni Kedai. That I wasn't worth it before I was created. Achshav Shelo Natzarti Kiilu Lo Natzarti. And now that I was created, it's Kiilu I wasn't. Afar Ani B'Chai I am dirt during my lifetime. Kal V'Chomer Misasi all the more so during my death. Harei Ani L'Fanecha K'chli Malei Busho Chlima. I am in front of you full of humiliation. Yiratzam L'Fanecha Shelo Echta. So it should be your will, Hashem, that I will not sin, umashachatasi, and whatever I already did sin, merok barachamecha, you should wipe away with your mercy, avalolei de yisurin, but we should wipe it away without having to suffer yisurin. Vahainu viduya derava kula shasa, udravam nunazuta biyama de kippuri. That was the vidui that Rava would say all year, and the vidui that Ravam nunazuta would say on Yom Kippur. Amar mar zutra, lo amar el de lo amar avalanachnu chatanu. All of this is only if a person did not say avalanachnu chatanu. Aval amar avalanachnu Chatanu, Sulo Tsarich. Once a person says Avalanachnu Chatanu, so then that's it. He doesn't need to do any more. Damar Baram Duri Havakim the Kamid Shmuel Vavi Yasiv. I was standing in front of Shmuel and he was sitting there. Vachimata Shlichat Tzibur Vamar Avalanachnu Chatanu, come mekam. And when the Shlichat Tzibur got up to Avalanachnu Chatanu, Shmuel got up. Amar Shmamina Iker Vidui Haihu. So they realized that it must be that's the Iker Vidui. That's the primary element of Vidui. There are three times a year that the Kohanim do Birchas Kohanim four times in a single day. And that is B'Shachris, B'Musuf, B'Mincha, B'Nila Sha'arim. The four times in the day are Shachris, Musuf, Mincha, and Ni'ila. So there are three times of the year where Kohanim do Nisiyas Kapayim on all four of those tefillos. Ve'eluhain. And what are those three times of the year? Ve'eluhain Shalosh Shaprakim. What are those three times of the year? Betainios, Ve'mamados, U'biyam HaKippurim. On Tainios, on Ma'amados, the Ma'amados when the Yisraelim would get together who represent the group of Kohanim that are, who represent the rest of Klal Yisrael, just like the group of Kohanim that work in the Beis HaMikdash on a given week represent all of the Kohanim or all of Klal Yisrael. Israel when they do the avoda, so there's a and the Levim have a turn where a group of Levim do the shir. There's a group of Israelim who fast and daven all day for the karbanos to be accepted. So that's the maimid. The maimid they daven they daven all day and they fast and they do ni'ila. So they have Nesiyas Kapayim during all those tefillos. Now Rashi points out, the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chavav says, wait a second, Tainis Ma'amados, there's no Musaf in Tainis Ma'amados. Those aren't Yom Tovim, those are just regular days. So there's no Musaf, so there's not going to be Nesiyas Kapayim four times a day. There aren't four tefillos. You have Shachris, you have Mincha, and you have Ni'ila, because Tainis, they were Masaki Ni'ila for a Tainis, but there's no Musaf. So the Gemara explains that it doesn't mean to say that at all three times of the year, you have four times Nesiyas Kapayim. No, it just means they have Nesiyas Kapayim at every possible tefillah. But in a chinami, Musaf is not one of those possible tefillahs. But you do have it at every possible tefillah, at Mincha and at Ni'ila, even though typically you would not have Nesiyas Kapayim at Mincha because of the Chashah Shichrus people are eating. they might be drunk, you wouldn't have Nesiyas Kapayim and Ilu. The same reason why our minhag is that in Simchas Torah we don't do Nesiyas Kapayim at Musaf, we do it at Shachris, because the minhag is that people have a Kiddush before Musaf. So because of the Chashash Shichris, people ask me every year that our shul is a dry shul, so if it's a dry shul, so maybe there's no Chashash Shichris, so you should, it's not a dry city, so we could still do Chashash Shichris. That's the minhag. Anyway, so you have at every possible tefillah. So my ni'ilas sha'arim, what is ni'ilas sha'arim? What does that mean? So Rav Amratzlusi Yisirta, Rav says it's an extra tefillah, meaning a whole extra Shmona Esrei that you say. Not Shmona Esrei, not 18 brachas, 7 brachas. A whole extra Yom Tavtika Shmona Esrei, 7 brachas. Shmuel Amar, Ma'anu Machayenu. Shmuel says, no, it's this add-on that we say, Ma'anu Machayenu, but it's not actually an entire extra Shmona Esrei. It's just such an extra phrase, Ma'anu Machayenu. So Meisvei, the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya of what exactly it is. We're going to try to prove that it's actually an extra Shmoneh Esrei or Yom HaKippurim. We say on the or of Yom HaKippurim, Mispal Sheva Misvada. We quote this at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim as well, Pesachim Dav Gimel, when the Gemara tries to figure out what the very first word in Maseches Pesachim means. Or La'arbas, or both Knes Chametz La'ar and Er. What does the word or mean? So this is one of the rayas as to what the word or means. Or Yom HaKippurim, Mispal Sheva Misvada. It means the night. The night of Yom Kippur, we say a 7 brachas Shmoneh Esrei with vidui. B'shachris, Mispal Sheva Misvada. Shachris again. B'musaf, Mispal Sheva Misvada. B'mincha, Mispal Sheva Misvada. B'ni'ila, Mispal Sheva Umisvada. By Ni'ila, we say a whole Shmoneh Esrei with the vidui. So the Girsi here is a little tricky. Unclear exactly what it is. The Bach just takes out the next three words. Yom HaKippurim, Im Chashecha, Mispal Sheva Umisvada. V'chosim b'vidui divrei Meir. Meir says, Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha, when it gets dark, we say full Shmoneh Esrei with vidui, and we're chosim the bracha with vidui. V'chamor, Mispal Sheva, V'imrat Salachtam b'vidui chosim. And the Chacham say that we're Mispal Sheva, and if you want to be chosim with vidui, we're chosim. So Rashi over here says that what's going on over here, that when the Chacham say Mispal it's going on ni'ila, that dafka by the ni'ila, how are we chosim the bracha? Should we be chosim with vidui or not? But the bottom line is that the raya over here is that it says about ni'ila that we're mispalal sheva misvadis. That's a tiyufta on Shmuel, because Shmuel says that ni'ila is not its own Shmon Esrei. Ni'ila is just an extra line that we throw in, but it's not its own Shmon Esrei. So tiyufta de Shmuel, tiyufta. So that's a tiyufta on Shmuel. That's an unanswerable question against Shmuel. It seems that ni'ila, in fact, is its own Shmona Esrei. In Harei Kedem, in Siman Ayin Dalet, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. He says, L'chora, the machlokas is that according to Shmuel, it's not a chavas tefila, it's a chavas vidui. That's the nature of ni'ila. Ni'ila is to say a vidui. There's a chiv to be mosif, an extra vidui by ni'ila sharim. And according to Rav, ni'ila is a chavas tefila, tzlusi yisirta, not a chavas vidui at all. But he says the Gemara that we just read, Yom HaKippurim, Im Chashechem, Mispal Sheva, Mispada, V'chosim, B'vidui, Divra Meir, and the Chum say, no, Im Ratzalachtam, Vidui Chosam, and Rashi gives two Perushim over here, whether we're talking about Vidui of all the Tfilos, or the Vidui of Ni'ila. And as I just mentioned, Rashi seems to assume at the end that we're talking Dafka by the Vidui of Ni'ila. And Rashi quotes a Tosefta that we're Chosim with the Vidui means that we're not Chosim with Mekadesh Yisrael. We instead have a Chasimus Abracha of Akel HaSalchan, about a Kodesh Baruch Hu Soleach, but not with Mekadesh Yisrael. So it sounds like the Shliach Tzibur that's Chosim, the middle Bracha Shmoneh Esrei, according to Rabbi Meir, by Ni'ila, he's Chosim with Akel HaSalchan and not with Kedusha Sayom of Mekadesh Yisrael at all. And even the Rabbanan are Modet Rameir that if he wants to be Chosim with something other than Kedusha Sayom, he can be Chosim with something other than Kedusha Sayom. So Rav Soloveitchik points out that Shitas Rashi is a little bit difficult, because the Chasima of Kedusha Sayom is the Iker Bracha of any Yantav Shemana Esrei. So why does it just go away for Ni'ila? So that's a little bit the Torah sounds like Machlokes Rameir and the Chum is on the Vidoy of a at the end of the tefillah, whether it has a chasim or not. But that's not what it sounds like from Rashi. It sounds like the whole bracha of Kedusha Kedushas Yom just goes away. How? Where does the bracha of Kedushas Yom go away? So he says, from the fact that Rashi says Va'enu Chosim Kadosh Yisrael, you see that we're talking about the Shliach Tzibur according to Rashi, and we're stuck with this problem that what happened to the bracha of Kedushas Yom. So he points out as follows. He says V'nir Mevor Mizeh Degam Rav De Palig Ashmuel V'Sfirlei Dini'ilah Havichavas Tfila. Even Rav, who argues in Shmuel and holds that Ni'ila is a chi of tefila, but he's moda that it's not a chi of mikoach chovas hayom of Yom HaKippurim. It's a chi of tefila on the kapara hayom, to be most of a vidui and a hoda'a for the kapara at the end of your tefila and for the shliach tzibur during his tefila. So in the bracha emtsayis, where you, even though you're maskir kedush hayom and you begin the bracha with ata v'chartanu, but according to our mayor, you're mesayim the bracha with vidui and hoda'a la kapara. And even according to the chachamim, you're allowed to be chosem with a vidui and a bracha on the kapara, because it's not a tefillah of Yom HaKippurim, it's a tefillah of vidui v'tachnunim and hoda'a on the slicha. And he says that's what the Gemara has, that according to Rav, tefillas ni'ila pater shalarvis. So the Rishonim bring a raya, that's what we're about to see, that according to Rav, tefillas ni'ila paters you from marav and matzoy Yom HaKippurim. So the Rishonim are melchiach, the Rosh and the Ran, that the zman of ni'ila is belaila. So this is Rav l'shitase, from the Yerushalmi and Tainis. So the l'chora, mehechi teisa, you're going to be mispal ni'ila belaila, the day's already over. The day's already, why are you going to be mispal after the day's already over? So says Rav Salvechik, it's all tali on this issue. If ni'ila is hoda'a on the slicha, so it makes sense that the zman of the slicha is b'sof hayom, so you could be mispalel b'layla and to be moda on the slicha, to give hodah, takarosh baruch on the slicha b'layla, after the day's already over, once the slicha is already there. But if you say that it's just a tefillah of the day, so then it can't be belayla, then it's got to be during the day itself. So the Prima Gadim says b'pashtos that there's tashlumin for tefillas ni'ila, and the Birkei Yosef quotes a Rama that's cholik on that. If according to what we're saying, if ni'ila is not a chovas tefillah, it's a chiyuv vidui and hoda, so it's pashut that there won't be any tashlumin. Again, so that will also be telling on this issue: what's the nature of ni'ila? Is ni'ila its own separate tefillah, or is ni'ila just a chavas vidui that we say at the end of the day in the form of a tefillah? That's how Salvation explains this machlokas. Okay, so let's see the Gemara weiter. Ula bar Rav nachas kamei de Rava. Ula bar Rav was in front of Rava. Pasach ba'ata b'chartanu v'siyem b'me'anu machayenu v'shavchei. He started the bracha with ata b'chartanu and he's messayim with ma'anu machayenu, and he praised him. He said that's a great way to say the bracha. Rav Huna b'rei Rav Nassan amar v'yachad omar achar tefilaso. That a yachad says the after his tefillah. Amarav, tefillas ni'ila poteres eshal arvis. Here's that chiddush of Rav that we've been talking about. That tefillas ni'ila patters you from mariv on Motzai Yom HaKippurim. Rav l'tameh damet slusi yaseirihi. This is Rav l'shitaso, because Rav understands that it's its own separate Shemona Esrei. It's not just an extra line, it's a full Shemona Esrei. V'kim d'tzali le'sul l'tzarech. So once you already davened at night, so you don't need to daven again at night. Ni'ila already was at night. So frankly, Gemara, miyam Rav hachi, does Rav really say that? V'amarav halacha g'divrei amar tefillas arvis rishos. Doesn't Rav paskin that tefillas arvis is rishos? So why is he saying that ni'ila, that because you daven ni'ila, that pater is marav? You don't need a pater marav. Marav is a rishos to begin with. You know, why would Rav say that because it's a full Shmona Esrei, so it paters you from marav? So says Gemara, l'divrei amar chova kamar. No, what Rav means to say is, Eina chenemi, I hold tefillas arvis is rishos. Even if you want to hold that tefillas arvis is chova, though, you should know that when you say ni'ila, you already covered your chiyuv of tefillas arvis. Tosfos over here, as well as Maseches Brachos, raises the issue of how exactly do we understand tefillas arvis rishus. How much of a rishus does rishus mean? Tosfos points out, Temel Rav Damer tefillas arvis rishus. Aye, the Gemara says in Brachos Chavav that if a person doesn't daven mariv, he could be do tashlumin by being mispal shachra shtayim. That certainly doesn't sound like a rishus. Why would you have to make up something that's a rishus? The Gemara also in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed, Tav lo hiskel shel Rosh Chodesh belayla. If you forget to say Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh at Mariv, you don't have to say Shmona Esrei again. Why? Because Ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh belayla. Because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh by night. And if there was Kiddush HaKadosh HaNayit, you would have to say Maariv Shmona Esrei again if you skip Yalav Yavo. But Tefillah Arvus is Rishus. How could you have to say it again? How could there even be a Hava Mina? They would have to say it again. So Tosfos says the Kiddush that he says in Brachos as well. Va'omeri nihi de Rishus hi ein levat lebechinam. It's a Rishus, but it's not a Rishus. Rishus just means in comparison to a regular Chiyuv, it's not quite the same level of Chiyuv. But you're not allowed to just decide to skip Maariv. Ein levat lebechinam. A person can't just make a decision. Ah, I'm not in the mood for Maariv. I'm not going to do Maariv tonight. It's not a Rishus on that level. Im lo mnei shum mitzvah veres. You have to have some mitzvah veres that comes up, or something, some major tircha. There has to be some reason to. He says what? Yaakov Avinu was misakin Maariv. He did it for nothing. Just so everyone could just ignore it. No, vaday not. He was misakin that people should daven it, and you have to daven Maariv, even if your old tefillas arvis is Rishus. The evarim u'pdarim are burnt on the mizbeach. That's what tefillas arvis is connected. So it's not makiv the kapara, but we still have to burn the evarim u'pdarim on the mizbeach. So it's not quite the same level of chiyuv as the tamishal shachar, tamishal bein arbayim, which shachar and mincha correspond to. But it's still something. It still counts as something. So Frek tells us, yeah, but how does our gemara fit? V'tema my parachacha v'amarav tefillas arvis Rishus v'amrinim the bechina mein levatla. What's the gemara's kasha? How could Rav say that ni'ila covers you from Maariv? I, Rav, holds you don't even need to do Maariv Tefillah Sarvus Rishus. What do you mean? Tosfos says, if I'm right, even Tefillah Sarvus Rishus means you have to do Maariv. No one holds you allowed to skip Maariv. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? How could Rav say that Ni'ila covers you from Maariv? It shouldn't be a problem that Rav says such a thing. So he says, V'yeshlomer de'in ze b'chinam, de'belel yom ha'kippurim mitzvah l'troch l'hachan tzarch yisuda, daviken yom tov. He says, this would not be called being mevatel Maariv b'chinam. It's Matzah yom ha'kippurim. You have stuff to do. You have to prepare a su'udah. The meal in Matzah Yom HaKippurim is like a Yom Tov. We have to celebrate the fact that we just got a kapara. The meal in Matzah Yom HaKippurim should be a real meal. It should be a significant meal in celebration of achieving a kapara. So that's not called Bechinam, to make sure that we have time to go and prepare a proper meal to celebrate a Matzah Yom HaKippurim. That, even if you hold, like Tosfos, the Tefillas Arvis Rishus, really means it's a Chiyuv, just a lesser Chiyuv. Yeah, but for such an important consideration, we would ignore that Chiyuv. So says Gemara Vayter now, Meisvei, Or Yom HaKippurim Mispal Sheva Misvada, Shachar Sheva Misvada, Musaf Sheva Misvada, B'Ni'ila Mispal Sheva Misvada, Arvis Mispal Sheva Me'ein Shmona Esrei. And then after Ni'ila, you're still davening Maariv. So it's a Kasha and Rav, because we say, we may adjust the Maariv according to the Tanakhama. You'll, instead of davening Shmona Esrei Shleimos, you're not davening 18 full brachas, you say Me'ein Shmona Esrei, you say the brach of Hav, you say the Gimel Rishonos, the Gimel Achronos, and Havinenu in the middle, a summary of the middle 12 brachos. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Mishum Avosim, Mispal Shmona Esrei Shleimos, Neshat Tzarech Lamar Avdol B'Chanan Edas. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel says, no, you have to say the full Shmona Esrei and Maariv, because you have to say Havdalah and Chanan Edas, and there's nowhere to stick Havdalah into Havinenu. That's the assumption, at least. Tosfos questions that assumption. But there's nowhere to stick Havdalah into Havinenu, so you have to say the full Shmona Esrei brachos. But either way, whichever Shita and Tanaim you want to hold like, there's a Maariv that's going on after the Ni'ila. So it's a Kasha and Rav. Rav says, once you say Ni'ila, you're potter from Maariv. Now, why is it that we would say an abridged version of Maariv? What's the Svara for the Tanakhama that we would only say an abridged version of Maariv? So Rashi says that Matzah Yom HaKippur Mitziru Lotzis Ba Mipnei HaTorech. That it's a tircha to daven, you've been davening all day, you have to go prepare your meal, you have stuff to do, so it's a big tircha for everyone to daven the full Shmona Esrei, so that's why they were makel to allow a person to not daven the full Shmona Esrei. That's how Rashi understands. If you look at Tosos, Mispal Sheva Main Shmona Esrei Brachos, Pirush Rashbam Taimu Mishum Dekivin Dakati Hu Betainis Chashuv Kiyom HaKippurim. Since you haven't eaten yet, it's still like Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, L'hachim Mispal Sheva, and on Yom Kippur, there are only seven brachos in Shmona Esrei. But because the day is really over and it's already weekday, that's why we make it main Shmoneh Esrei as opposed to just a bracha with Kedushas Yom. But fascinating, the way Tosfos understands it is it's still a shtick Yom Tov. That the reason you're being mispal Sheva brachos is because apparently it still has a status of Yom Tov a little, which fits very nicely with what Tosfos says in the previous Tosfos about how we have a Su'udas Yom Tov, a celebration, a Su'udas Yom Tov on Matzah Yom Kippur. Yom Tov, what kind of suit is Yom Tov? But apparently Motzai Yom HaKippurim is somehow, has some of the character of a Yom Tov, of a Yom Tov itself. So that's the Machlokas Rashi Tosos, what's going on over here, why it is that we would say the bracha of Havinen. Nafkamina would be if a person has people who could help him at home to prepare his meal, Letzarchei Suda. So according to to Rashi, you would have to daven Shmona Esrei Shleimos even according to the Tanna Kamma, because he's not Torech Besuda. But according to the Rashbam, no, it's a Din Yantif. Your Shmona Esrei should resemble a Yantif to Shmona Esrei. So it doesn't matter whether you have people who are Torech. That's how Tosfos Yom Kippurim points out, is the Nafkamina, is the potential Nafkamina over here. Okay, says the Gemara now further, Tanaihi, it's in fact Machlokas Tanaihi. You're asking Kasha, how could, if Ni'ila Patris Mariv, how can we say that we daven a full Mariv after Ni'ila? No, it's a Machlokas Tanaihi, whether Ni'ila Patris Mariv or not. Ditanya, like we lived in a Braisa, Kol Chayavi Tfilos Tovlin Kedarkan V'Yom HaKippurim. All Chayavi Tfilos Tovel in the normal way, normal time on Yom Kippur. Nida V'Yoledes Tovlos Kedarkan B'Leili Yom HaKippurim. Anida and Yoledes who go to the mikveh at night, they should be Tovel Kedarkan on the night of Yom Kippur. Balkeri Tovel V'Holich Ad HaMincha. A Balkeri who goes to the mikveh during the day, a person becomes a Balkeri, goes to the mikveh that day, that very same day. So he's Tovel V'Holich up until Mincha time. He could be Tovel V'Holich. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Kol Yom Kula. Rabbi Yossi says even after Mincha time. What's the machlokas about? So Rashi points out, if a person becomes Balkari before Mincha, he should be Tovel so that he could daven Mincha, because a person is not allowed to say brachos when not allowed to daven when he's a Balkari. But if he's Roa Keri after Mincha, he can't be Tovel. It's not mutter for him to just go to a mikvah on Yom Kippur, because he could wait till Yom Kippur's over, he could wait till it gets dark outside and then be Tovel. Why? Because apparently the Rabbanon hold that even though you have to daven Ni'ila, you could do that after dark. You do that when it's already Mariv time, you daven Ni'ila. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, Kol Yom Kula, Rabbi Yossi says he could still be Tovel, because he's still got to daven Ni'ila, and Ni'ila is not after dark. Ni'ila said, is not said Belayla, Ni'ila said when it's still Yom Kippur, so he's still allowed to be Tovel after Mincha, so that he will be able to daven Ni'ila. That's the Machlokas apparently over here. So the Machlokas, whether Ni'ila covers you for Mariv, is really Machlokas about the timing of Ni'ila, whether Ni'ila is after dark or before dark. And you see that it's a Beferish Machlokas and Tanayim over here, that Rabbi Yossi holds it's before dark, and the Rabbanon hold that it's after dark. So frankly, Mar Minhu, I'll ask you, Stira, Hazav, Vametzara, Vametzarasu, Bol, Nida, Vetamimes, Tovlin, Kedarkan, V'Yom HaKippurim, all these different types of Tamei people are Tovel Kedarkan on Yom HaKippurim, Nida, V'Yoledes, Tovlis Kedarkan, B'Leila Yom HaKippurim, Anida, Niyoledes is also Tovel Kedarkan on the night of Yom Kippur, Balkeri, Tovel V'Holech Kol Yom Kulo, say the Rabbanan, a Balkeri could be Tovel V'Holech Kol Yom Kulo all day long. Rabbi Yossi Omer Min HaMincha L'Malei N'Yachol Itpal. No, that they can only be Tovel until Mincha, not all day long. It's a double stira. The shitos of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan were reversed in this brisa. So interestingly, or strangely, the Gemara never goes back to say Rabbanan Rabbanan Lo Kasha, Rabbi Yossi Lo Kasha. It doesn't go back to answer each stira. Just says Lo Kasha. Had the tzali tefilas ni'ila, had the lo tzali. That it's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is not a problem, because when Rabbi Yossi says Min HaMincha L'Maila you can't be tovel, that's if you already daven ni'ila. Then there's no reason to be tovel. If you didn't already daven ni'ila, then you can be tovel. That's how we're matari. Rabbi Yossi. How are we mitarit Rabbanan? Don't know. It's not mitarit both sides, although it does start to discuss the Rabbanan a little bit. Edith Sully, wait a second. If we're talking about where you're ready daven ni'ila, and that's the case where Rabbi Yossi says that you can't go to the mikveh, well, maitamai the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan think that you can go to the mikveh at that point? Meaning, what's the Rabbanan and the Braisa and the second Braisa that say that you could be Tovel Kol Hayom? If you're ready daven ni'ila, why would you be allowed to go to the mikveh at that point? So, Ksavi Rabbanan, Tevila b'zmana mitzvah. It's because the Rabbanan hold Tevila b'zmana is a mitzvah. So Mechal Rabbi Yossi Savar love mitzvah. The implication, and if Tevila b'zmana mitzvah, then the point is the requirement of just going to the mikvah is good enough to be Docha Yom HaKippurim. It doesn't have to be so that you can do anything. Just the Tevila itself is Docha Yom HaKippurim. But so that's why you're allowed to go on Yom Kippur, even though there's no tefillah that you're going to be allowed to say now, or no tefillah that you need to say anymore. Mechal de Rabbi Yossi Savar, lav mitzvah. The implication, though, is that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah bizmana is lav mitzvah, and if tefillah bizmana, and that's why the only excuse to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur is if it's going to be matir you to daven mincha, to daven ila, something. Iva tanya, haresha yishem kasval basara, but we have a brisa, person has a shem Hashem written on his skin, hareza lo yirchatz velo yasuch. So he has several limitations if he has Shem Hashem written on his skin. He's not allowed to bathe, he's not allowed to rub oil on it because he could erase it, and he's not allowed to stand in a dirty place because it's disrespectful to the Shem Hashem. Nizdamnalo tefilas mitzvah. What if he has a tefilas mitzvah that comes up? So now he has to get it wet. He's got to go to the mikvah. Korich lav gemi v'yorid v'tovel. So he should wrap some reed or something around it and go to the mikvah that way. Rabbi Yossi Omer yorid v'tovel kedarko v'vach lo yishav shev. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, he could be yorid v'tovel in the normal way. He can go to the mikvah like anybody else would go to the mikvah, as long as lo yishav shev, as long as he doesn't rub it out. V'kaimelan, and we explain the betevila b'zman mitzvah pligi. What's the machlokas? Whether you have to be korich gemi or whether you could just go to the mikvah as is. Machlokas is whether tefila b'zman mitzvah. If you hold tefila b'zman mitzvah, so you don't need to make any special accommodations. Just go to the mikvah, and that's all you need to do. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds tefila b'zman is mitzvah. So how can we say when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Yossi says that once there are no more tefilos you have to daven that day, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah because tefila b'zman lav mitzvah. We see when it comes to a person who has the Shem Hashem kasval b'saro, the person is allowed to go to the mikvah in the normal way because tevila b'zman a mitzvah. And so Gemara, hi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he. There are two different Rabbi Yossis. That's going like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, like we learn in Bryce, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Domer, daya l'tevila shetei b'achrona. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says tevila b'zman a lav mitzvah. Say no chinami. The Bryce about the going to the mikvah with the Shem Hashem, that's real Rabbi Yossi. That's the normal sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that tevila b'zman a mitzvah. The Bryce that says tevila b'zman a lav mitzvah, and therefore if there are no more tefilos to daven in Yom HaKippurim, you can't go to the mikvah, that's really Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says dayel l'tefila b'achrona. What does dayel l'tefila shtei b'achrona mean? The Gemara in Nida presents an unusual case of a woman who had amnesia or something, and she finds herself she knew she was pregnant, and now she's not, and she has no idea what happened, when it happened, so she has all sorts of sveikos, whether she's when she was a yoledes, if she's a yoledes bezov or not a Yoledes Bezov. So how many different tevilos could she have to do to make sure that she goes to the mikvah at the right time? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, not so many, just one. Wait till the last possible time where the longest possible time that the tumah could last, and go to the mikvah then. You don't have to go to the mikvah on all these different days, lest that be the right zman. There is no right zman when it comes to mikvah. Tanu Rabban, we have a price. Haroa keri b'yom HaKippurim. A person becomes a balkeri on Yom Kippur. Yorid v'tovel ula erev yishav shiv. Should go to the mikvah right away, and then in the evening he should clean himself off to make sure there are no chatzitzas. What? L'erev might have a hava. It's too late. You already went to the mikvah. You can't make sure there are no chatzitzas after you come back from the mikvah. Eleima mi be'erev yishav shiv. No, what we mean is that already previously, before Yom Kippur starts, before he ever became a balkeri, he should make sure he has no chatzitzas on his body, because just in case he becomes a balkeri, he's going to need to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So he wants to make sure that there are no chatzitzas. Tani Tanaka Medir Rav Nachman, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim Avonosov Mechulun Lo. If a person becomes a Balkari on Yom Kippur, he gets a Mechilas Avonos, his sins are all forgiven. V'Tani Avonosov Sidurin. But don't we learn that his Averos are Sidurin? Sidurin means like they're lined up in a row. It sounds like a bad thing. Not that he gets a Mechila for all of his Averos. So says more, my Sidurin, Sidurin Limachal. That's what Sidurin means, that they're lined up to get one quick Mechila. That if he sees Keri on Yom Kippur, so it's going to be a Mechila. Tani Dever Rabbi Shmuel, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim Yida Kol HaShana Kula. Tani Dever Rabbi Shmuel says what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if someone sees Keri on Yom HaKippurim, he should worry the whole year. The whole year should be a concern for him. But if he makes it, if he survives that year, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, then he's guaranteed. He has it's a pretty safe bet that he's a ben olam haba if he makes it through the year after he saw Keri on Yom HaKippurim. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Teda, the raya is shekol olam kula ra'av u'saveya, meaning when everyone else was ra'av from Tashmish, when everyone else had no hadna'as chimum, no hadna'as Tashmish, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that he did. So he had that tzviya. And nevertheless, he still survives all year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't count that against him, and as a last little bit of schar, he's saveya, and he still made it through the year. So that's a good sign. He says that the person who saw Keri Yom HaKippurim has added life. Sagi Yomaski, he's going to have banim bnei banim. He's going to have many children, because it's simana milsa we have on Yom HaKippurim, that it's a simin that he's going to be able to father many children when he sees Keri. Shem Yom Kippurim. Okay, Hadron Elohim Yom Kippurim, Slikol Masechus Yom, Bez Hashem, we will begin Masechus Sukkah tomorrow. Oh, yeah.